نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. In the previous lesson we spoke about how Shaitan or Iblis deceived Adam عليه الصلاة والسلام and Hawa عليه الصلاة والسلام into eating from that forbidden tree, eating from that tree. We continue from there, and there are two or three very important principles that we learn from that incident. It changed the destiny of man. Man came from heaven to earth. So it's a very profound, very important event that took place in the history of mankind, where Allah, Shaitan, Adam alayhi salam, Hawa alayhi salam, were then brought down to the earth. So among the lessons that we learned from there is that, you know, Jannah is not a small place. You know, the smallest Jannah is seven times the world, or larger than this entire world. And naturally, Jannah contained countless trees. You can't count the trees. Countless fruits, countless blessings. The amount of trees and the amount of food and the amount of fruit that was in Jannah is unimaginable. Yet Allah prohibited one tree from countless, infinite number of trees. There was one tree, Allah said, لَا تَقْرَبَ هَذِي الشَّجَرَةِ. Do not come near this one particular tree. Why? Why did Allah prohibit? And what happened? Adam alayhi salam had access to infinite amount of trees or fruit or food or whatever. And was told, don't come near this one tree. Now Allah wanted to test the obedience of mankind through the first human being. Allah wanted to also teach mankind the nature of insan. And that is that whatever is prohibited seems appealing to men. Whatever is prohibited seems appealing to men. For example, if there were 100 closed door, open doors where you had access to, and there's one door that says no entry, the nature of man is that he'll want to go into the no entry. That is the nature of man. So what this incident teaches us is that this man's nature is that he wants to do that which is prohibited to do. That is, the nafs doesn't like to be restricted. And that is why fasting is difficult, because it's restricting the nafs from doing, from eating or drinking, etc. And therefore, Ibn Jawzi says, the soul is intensely eager for what it is prevented from. Allah says, don't make zina. The nature of insan is to go towards zina, cast the eye, wrong glance. That's the nature of man. So Ibn Jawzi says that the soul is intensely eager for what it is prevented from, and its eagerness for it may become greater than its eagerness for what is permissible. That's the raw state of the nafs, that it inclines to the forbidden rather than the permissible. So that's the one thing we learn from this incident of Adam and Hawa alayhimu salatu wassalam. The second thing we learn from here, from this incident, which is the basis of Christianity, and that is the Christians believe that because Adam alayhi salatu wasalam ate from the forbidden fruit or from the forbidden tree, he committed a sin. We do not believe he committed a sin. It was, as we did in the previous lesson, Allah says, فَنَسِيَ, he forgot, وَلَمْ نَجِدْ لَهُ عَزْمًا, and we found no intent for him to disobey Allah. Christians believe that he committed a sin. This sin of eating from what he was prohibited from is now regarded as the original sin. The original sin. And because of the original sin, the Christians believe that every human being is born as a sinner. Every human being, because of the original sin that the father committed, every human being is born as a sinner. And he must now be redeemed by, al-ayadu billah, Jesus, who must pay for, who paid for their sins. So the position of Christianity is based on a very negative perception of men, that we're born sinners. In contrast to that, when we look at the position of man in Islam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Kullu mawludin yuladu al-fitra," that every human being is born in the pure state of fitra. There's no sin attached to you when you are born. You are sinless when you are born. You are pure when you are born. You are born in the natural state, a natural ability to accept the oneness of Allah. So that's a very big difference. So they say, because of the original sin, Jesus came to redeem them, pay for the sins of mankind. We believe that Allah, out of His mercy and grace, forgave Adam alayhi salam. Allah says in the Quran, فَتَلَقَّ آدَمُ مِنْ رَبِّهِ كَلِمَاتٍ فَتَابَ عَلَيْهِ, that Allah taught Adam alayhi salam certain words to show his remorse, and those were, رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا وَإِنْ لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. And he was forgiven, and therefore there is no original sin that a man is born with. So that's one very fundamental difference. Another very important difference is that the Christian doctrine teaches us that Hawa alayhi salam, what they call Eve, deceived Adam alayhi salatu wasalam into eating the forbidden fruit. So the root cause of man's downfall is attributed to a woman. And that forms their basis of their theology regarding women, strictly speaking from a Christian point of view, that women are to blame. The first woman was tricked man into eating the forbidden fruit, and because of her, we all suffering now in this world. We have to pay the price. If we look at the Quranic teaching, the Quranic verses which speak about this entire incident speaks about the dual. So in English, you just have the singular and the plural. In Arabic, you have a singular, you have a dual, and then you have a plural. So the dual refers to two. La taqraba, that means you two do not approach this tree. Fa akala means they two act from the forbidden tree. There's no blame apportioned to Hawa alayha salam, that she was guilty, she deceived. No, the Quran speaks about shaitan deceiving both of them. So the women are not regarded as a cause for the downfall of men in the deen, as opposed to Christianity. So these are a few very important lessons that we derive from the entire incident of Adam and Hawa alayhi salatu wassalam. SubhanAllah wa bihamdihi.